Gracias, Billy.
Thank you. It is a pleasure, it is my pleasure, to chair this session on the future work of the expert mechanism, including focus of future thematic issues. I am pleased to share with you an overview of our work going forward, and I welcome your valuable contribution. As per our standard practice, we are finalizing our studies and reports a year in advance to allow adequate time for preparation. Consequently, during our intersessional meeting held last year, we decided that our thematic study for 2025 would be Indigenous Peoples and Data Collection and Disaggregation. This topic was chosen based on the expressed requests by Indigenous peoples during our recent session in 2023. Later this year, we intend to conduct a seminar in collaboration with an academic institution and the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for the purpose of gathering insights that will inform our study. Additionally, we will open a call for inputs to gather further contributions and up-to-date information from all stakeholders. We highly value your active participation, as it is essential to enrich the study both with information and perspectives. The expert mechanism will also prepare a report for the Human Rights Council on good practices and lessons learned regarding the efforts to achieve the ends of the declaration as authorized under Council Resolution 33/25, paragraph 2B. The report will focus on Indigenous peoples' rights to traditional economies. We look forward to your feedback on our next study and welcome your suggestions for subsequent study for 2025 and for future work. This includes potential study themes for the coming years and intersessional activities. I will now open up the floor for the speakers list.
Vamos a iniciar dándole la palabra.
We will begin by giving the floor to the Ontario Nati Women's Association. Madison Wingwas has the floor, and I apologize for the pronunciation, says the speaker.